This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 4th. God's word for you today is always better. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 12. And it says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Our fourth lesson from Caleb is, you cannot become a general without first serving as a scout. Generals are first scouts. The first lesson is, we are better together. When you read the story of Caleb, initially you will think that when Caleb was demanding for his mountain and declaring that he was able to go up and take it, that he alone went to fight. Caleb had a team, an army, a tribe. Caleb had several families that were aligned with him. What we see and learn from Caleb's story is that we are actually better together. Joshua chapter 15 verse 14 says, Caleb drove out the three groups of Anakites, the descendants of Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. These were renowned giants. When the Bible says Caleb drove them out, he did not do it single-handedly. Caleb led a group of people, a tribe that drove them out. After taking Mount Hebron and the surrounding hill countries, there was a very juicy land on the south side of Hebron. It was the last one that was to be taken. Joshua chapter 15 verse 16 says, Caleb said, I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer. It is important to mention that Caleb was solving multiple problems with this one thing. Caleb was saying, I have boys, giant killers with me. I want to see who is rising up in the next generation. I want to see who will lead the onslaught and take Kiriath Sefer. And I am going to give whoever does my daughter Aksar. Joshua chapter 15 verse 17 says, Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother, Kenaz, was the one who conquered it. So Aksa became Othniel's wife. Othniel, Caleb's brother's son, had his eyes on Caleb's daughter. So he quickly rose to the challenge. Othniel and Aksa were cousins. What will happen today if cousins choose to get married? Where did we get that from? The West, because it is not from the Bible. There are many things we swallow hook, line, and sinker from the West that have nothing to do with God. Othniel had been eyeing Aksa, so he jumped forward. If you do not have feelings for a girl, you will not risk your life to fight giants that can kill you. Contrast Caleb, who demanded for his mountain, to Caleb, who went with a group, to Caleb, who even stood back and allowed a younger man to take a whole settlement. Caleb is sending us a very strong message, and it is that none of us is stronger than all of us. None of us is more anointed than all of us, and none of us is wiser than all of us. Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for the gift of people in my life. Help me also to be a gift to the people in my circle and leverage their strengths in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.